Sleep has different parts. Sleepers can spend time in a deep, dreamless sleep, and they can also experience something called rapid eye movement, or REM sleep. That's when dreams occur. Sleep researcher Sarah Mednick says scientists have long suspected a connection between REM sleep, dreams, and the creative process.
If dreams are actually playing a role in creative discovery, we should be able to find it somehow, but for some reason that's kind of confounded scientists for a while.
Mednick and her colleagues at the University of California at San Diego tried to find this connection by studying three groups of people.
One is a control group, which is a non-sleep group, and that group actually is a kind of a special control group, which is we just have them sitting quietly in a dark room with electrodes on their head, not sleeping, but very, very quiet during the full 90 minutes that everyone else is taking a nap. The next two groups are either a nap group that has only non-REM sleep, and then the next group is a group that has REM sleep.
All the people in each group were given a mental task to do before their rest period or nap. Mednick asked them to find the associations between groups of words. One example of such a word group: heart, 16, and cookie. Then in the afternoon, after resting, Mednick asked them to come back and complete the mental task, finding the word that connects the other three.
And what we find is that in the REM group, people are performing better if they've had REM sleep than if they've had non-REM or quiet rest.
Mednick says the mechanism of this creative word association isn't clear, but she and her colleagues think that this kind of creativity is housed in a part of the brain called the neocortex. That's where we bring our experiences and worldview together. Another part of the brain involved in this process is the hippocampus, which is where scientists think memory is processed.
And at some point, and this is probably this influence of REM sleep, is that REM sleep allows this information to travel from the hippocampus to the neocortex, where it enters into this big field of this associative network. And in there, information becomes more accessible to creativity because you begin to associate items and bits of information that hadn't really been associated before.
Mednick says there are probably ways to use sleep to one's advantage. She would like to work on devising a model where REM sleep could be used consistently to help people solve difficult problems, such as realizing that the link for the words cookie, 16, and heart is sweet. Mednick's research is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.